Good morning, young Mitch. Good to see you, my man.
Very good to see you, Fred and Cheryl. Happy Australia Day to you both.
Thank you very much, my man.
And you've been playing some great Australian themes.
Well, that's
music
what I thought
morning.
I'd do that today. I thought I'd stick with the Aussies, and because it's Australia Day. If they're not Aussies, it's got Aussie in it.
That's
in
right.
The title
some
song.
Link back to Australia.
That's exactly right, man. You're right on.
Nah, well done on choosing a great playlist.
I hope so, anyhow. I worked on it overnight, and we got it down. So that's the main thing. No, very good, mate.
And how are you celebrating or commemorating Australia Day?
Well, normally we go to Lara to have a brekkie, but because we're here, we won't be doing that because we'll be a little bit late getting there. But so today we might even have a barbecue this afternoon.
We might. Yes. We might go to a country barbecue.
Country barbecue, something a little different.
That sounds nice.
Yes, I thought it'd be.
And what about you?
Well, just got to work out those details. So there's a bit of a get-together last night on Australia Day Eve because everyone likes to sleep in on Australia Day itself as it's a public holiday. But I might go down and check out the Festival of Sails. I've seen a few reports on that and it actually looks quite nice down there on the waterfront.
Yes, I heard the fireworks last night, about 9:15.
It seemed like there were a couple of rounds off,
yes,
I think so too.
What's that noise? And I thought, oh yeah, okay. And the dog's barking around the plates. Then, oh yes, got to be some fireworks.
The mayor put up a photo of it last night, and it looked pretty good. Fireworks displays are pretty much the same, but they looked fantastic, lighting up the waterfront there last night.
Sounds good. I was watching the other day. I was out in the backyard doing some work, and I heard this whirring noise above me, and I looked up, and there's a big blip. And it's a giant, I don't know what keeps us in the air, but this big blip was heading towards Anarchy. And then the next day, I heard a bit more noise. I looked up again, and it's right over my house. Absolutely incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I don't know what was on or where it came from.
Was it advertising something?
It was advertising something, yeah. I forget what it was now. I couldn't. I've got it on my camera, but I forgot what it was. Mm. But it was there for advertising. I wonder if it has passengers on.
I was thinking at the time, I thought, was there anybody
on board?
No.
I think it would be controlled remotely from the ground.
Oh, it's a fair dinkum.
Yeah.
I think.
Is that how it weren't run?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, they are. Hmm. That's incredible, because where would they be? As I said, it was heading north, and it kept going until it got out of sight, so it would have been over Anarchy when I lost it.
I assume it would have a camera on it so they'd be able to see where it's actually
going. Oh, you're probably right, too, yes. I never thought of that. He probably took photos of me in the backyard. No, amazing stuff. But I thought it might have had something to do with the waterfront. Mm. It could have been down here and then was down for the 2 days.
Well, it's a good way to get your message out there, you know.
Certainly is.
Like, for example, on a grand final day 1 year, I think Toyota was the official sponsor, so Holden put the Holden blimp over the MCG, which obviously
the
AFL can't control. So it's a good way to get your message out there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, the opposition moved in.
That's right.
Or the competition moved in something. That's incredible. I've seen them towing things around behind little planes. You know, they've got those flyers out the back. I forget now what they... But and that's a massive thing that they're towing around.
Yeah, for sure.
Incredible, incredible stuff. Absolutely incredible stuff.
Apparently the blimp was connected to appliances.com.
Ah, is that who it was? Thank you, my mate Peter. That was very good of you to drop that in. Appliances.com. Well, there you are. Incredible stuff.
I don't know what they do, but good to know they're getting the message out there.
Maybe you've got to get on the computer and ring them up if you want an appliance. Behave, Fred.
Yes.
Now, what have you got on your show today, young man?
As Cheryl pointed out earlier, Richard Miles will be joining us. So thank you very much for that plug. We need all the help we can get.
I thought I might have pinched your lead.
More plugs, the better. Also, we'll be speaking to Paul Westcott again from the Public Transport Users Association Geelong branch. Last time we spoke to him, we spoke about the train issues, but we actually ran out of time to get on to talking about the bus situation, which I know a lot of people are still up and about. So we're going to be focusing on the bus network today with maybe a couple of questions about the train system as well.
Yeah, they reckon they've got free trains, I heard, on V-Line.
Yeah, free trains for a week.
Yes, to overcome the problems they had last week, or to try and get some of the patronage back.
And some people are saying, well, I'm on holidays this week. I've took annual leave. I normally commute to work, so where's my free travel?
Exactly, yeah. Right. You're right on. Wait till they get it up and running, everybody's back to normal. Then do it.
Yep.
Incredible stuff.
Yep. Also, we'll be joined by Wiley Sims from Smartline. Caitlin will be in with Arts and Entertainment. So, you know, pretty usual Tuesday morning program.
Sounds good. It's a full program too, mate.
It
for
is.
Australia Day, I'm stunned. You've really got them packed in. Good
we
on you,
we
mate.
We do what we can.
You certainly do. And you can catch Mitch, of course, after the 9 o'clock news.
Thank you.
And we'll be back on Thursday, and we'll play two in a row from all our artists on Thursday. So I hope you can join us then. Have a great Australia Day. It's 9 o'clock.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.